David Lindemann was Joe Biden's official White House photographer for all 8 years of his vice presidency. And like his former boss, Pete Souza, David was granted unfettered access to Biden, which resulted in nearly a million photos. In both previously published and never seen before pictures, his new book, Biden, The Obama Years and the Battle for the Soul of America, he shows the now presidential candidate both in the public eye and behind the scenes. David Lindemann is an editorial and lifestyle photographer based in New Mexico. He spent 8 years documenting visits to 47 states, 64 countries, making photographs of moments both grand and intimate. And it's a great pleasure to welcome David Lindemann to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program. The book is beautiful. It's really a very nice looking volume. Give us a sense. Well, here's what I find amazing about your story. You were right out of school when this all happened to you. You got out of college and boom.
It was there was a couple years in there. I worked at a couple newspapers before, but yes, I was pretty young. I was 24 when I started at the White House.
Oh, dear God. So that's a good gig.
It's really just an incredible opportunity, I think. For anyone to work at the White House, not just myself.
David, I want to talk a lot about the book, but I do have to say, so then once you have that kind of thing at the beginning of your career, then how do you possibly follow it up?
I honestly don't know. I think I pinched myself for much of the 8 years, and I think I still do occasionally.
No, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just don't know how things like this work. But is it conceivable? Is it possible? Is it even a thought in anyone's head that if Joe Biden wins the election a week from tomorrow, that you could be tapped to be a White House photographer again?
I suppose that it's possible. I haven't thought about it a lot, to be perfectly honest. I think I've been really focused, on talking to folks about the book, obviously, but B, kind of talking to people about who Joe Biden is and the importance of voting. I heard you had Senator Murphy on the last hour.
Yes.
And talking about the election and how it's probably going to be pretty close some places. And I think for folks that are thinking about sitting out the election, you know, think about voting. You know, it's not hard to do. It's an important part of your civic duty. And yeah, I think I've been far more focused on that than thinking about what if 4 months from now.
Well, and I don't mean to belabor this point by any stretch of the imagination, but from my reading of your book, there doesn't seem to be anything in that, at least, that you don't come across as being, oh God, I wouldn't want to work with that guy again. You seem very positive of your experiences with the vice president.
Oh, I mean, yes, it was. I think, you know, I tried to share with readers in the book. I tried to share who Joe Biden is, who Dr. Biden is, the sort of the close-knit family, the growing up in Scranton and then Claymont, Delaware, you know, sort of his family story and his background, because I think a lot of people know Joe Biden as vice president for Barack Obama 8 years. They have an idea maybe that he wears aviators or he likes to eat ice cream, you know, sort of the stereotype cliche type things. But I think I really wanted to tell people, show people who he was, so they got to know him better in the way that I did through my 8 years at the White House.
One of the things that I think comes through in the book, in photo after photo after photo after photo, and I realize this is also part of the vice president's, the job of a vice president. However, he seems to be just in a glorious mood when he is out with people.
I think he really feeds off the energy of being around other people. I don't know if that's an extroverted thing or if it's a you know, you sort of alluded to it as a politician thing, but it could be 9:30 at night and I would be exhausted, and if there were people to talk to, he was delighted.
Right. Meaning the opportunities are there. I mean, part of the role of a vice president is you're going to go and you're going to represent the administration in these various public settings. So just by that. But yes, I mean, you show some very emotional photographs of him grieving with people and meeting, and the pictures with kids are just incredible. Mm-hmm. The time, the one-on-one time that he spent with people seemed to be very special, obviously, for those who spend time with him, but also for him.
Yeah, I think it was very special for him and the people that he spent time with. And, you know, a friend of mine reminded me a couple days ago of the time that he and his young daughter got to meet the vice president. And, you know, I took photos of it, and she had drawn a little picture of his dog that she brought to show him. And he, you know, got out his cell phone and was showing her pictures of the dog, and they were talking about it. And I think, you know, he has this ability really to connect with Americans that I haven't seen anyone else that quite has that skill in politics.
Dr. Jill Biden did the foreword for the book, which is beautiful. She says, looking at David's photographs, I'm filled with deep pride. He captured it all, the hours of work, the questions and negotiations, the emotion that spanned from such incredible highs to such heartbreaking lows, every hard-fought battle. And you feel that, I assume, as a photographer. You go on that
absolutely.
Roller coaster. Yeah.
Sure. I think, you know, it was difficult for me, in fact, to look at some of the lows, you know, most poignantly, I guess, for myself, but also I'm certain for the Bidens, you know, the loss of their son, Beau, to cancer in 2015. And I really struggled with how to show those photos and sort of frame that in the book, because it brought back this flood of memories for me of being there at the funeral, and, you know, losing someone that I knew that was, I think, a part of my life as well, not in the same way as theirs, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, there's really wonderful moments in the book too. And, you know, the sort of on the legislative side, I guess, where it always comes to mind is the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which, you know, got health insurance for millions more people. But, you know, there are other really fun, wonderful moments in the book too. You know, Dr. Biden chasing the vice president down with a super soaker on the lawn at the house. They just really, I think there's good memories and bad. And I'm so grateful for Dr. Biden for her willingness to write forward for the book.
What do you hope people get out of the book? You mentioned voting, of course, but what do you hope people get out of the book and understand about these two people who could
sure.
very well be our president and first lady in a few months?
I hope that that folks will get a better understanding of who they are. I tried to share my experience in the book and really talk about the kind of people they are and I think what they represent as an opportunity for the country and I hope that in some way will help at least a few folks to get out and vote next week or this week. You know, early voting has started
That's
in
right.
New York already and started over the weekend, and my in-laws sent pictures of themselves waiting in line in New York City waiting to vote. So I think for folks to decide to sit out an election is really disappointing. So I hope folks will avail themselves of their civic opportunity and get out and vote whoever they're going to vote for.
It's a beautiful book. It's a beautiful volume. It is David Lieneman's Biden, The Obama Years and the Battle for the Soul of America. It's published by Voracious Little Brown. David, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck to you.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Biden, The Obama Years and the Battle for the Soul of America. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.